7:00, Monday, October 5th. I call the meeting to order. We will start with our attendance as usual. And our question is, if you were ever speaking at a Nobel conference, what would you speak about?
Central ring. Speaker seat.
In like a real way, I would talk about education, but like in not a real way, dogs.
Central road.
I'd probably just introduce people.
Education.
Education.
Central Gladys.
Always something about history.
Central Salem.
It'd probably be cybersecurity and the innocent and things like that.
Central Tavern. Central Survey.
I think I'd probably be talking about the role of the Department of Defense and Department of State when it comes to foreign intervention.
Senator Abui.
Talk about my chemistry research.
Senator Martinez.
Probably about the differences between like different cultures in Latin America.
Senator Lafferty.
I would probably introduce people as well.
Senator Miller.
Probably something in the economics field and some fun stuff like that.
Senator Riggs. Senator Antis.
Probably genetics and probably be the first speaker who has to break the ice with that joke.
Senator Stoll.
Probably the discrepancy in health education nationwide.
Senator Haberman.
Talk about running.
Senator Buganga.
I'll give like a motivation speech, the one motivation speaker is usually here.
Senator Jagler.
I would probably say the environment.
Chair Diki.
I'd probably do education.
Chair Singh. Chair Johnson.
I'm gonna say it was after my trip to South Africa, so I would talk to that.
Chair Miller.
I'm probably gonna say some like technology from government or something.
Chair Smith.
Talk about my history research.
Controller Johnson.
Probably healthcare systems or healthcare economics.
Parliamentarian Gallego.
Pitting the theme this year, I think I'd talk about alcoholism.
President Penzer.
I'd probably do something really lighthearted, empty, like the power of a smile.
President Rasmussen.
I'm just gonna go cheeseburgers.
Expertise.
Jonas.
I think my talk would be about the winter foraging habits of Artiodactylus cervidae, Odocolus virginianus.
Oh my gosh.
The white-tailed deer.
With that, we have quorum and first order of business is approving the minutes from last week. We have.
I wasn't called there. I'd probably give a talk on the nature of metagame in a field of non-rational actors.
So with the approval minutes now, does anybody have anything they would like to change in the minutes?
Yes, I believe in the minutes it shows that Senator Gladys was confirmed to the second spot on ethics committee.
I noticed that as well. That is, I was not confirmed to the spot on ethics.
Okay, so were there any objections to making that change? Objections? Seeing none. We have a change in the minutes from last week. Any other changes to the minutes? Any changes to the minutes? Change to the minutes? Seeing none. The minutes are approved. Do we have anybody from the community who wishes to comment? Any community comment? Seeing none. We'll move on to appointments. And tonight we have to approve our finance committee. I'll turn it over to our finance chair, Schmitz.
Yep, so we have quite a few applications this year for the Swiss Alliance, which was kind of exciting. have Logan Boucher standing up here. He was a senator last year, so some of you might recognize him. He served on the finance committee as well. Courtney Branch, the finance director from last year, finance chairperson from last year, recommended him. I thought I worked with him in the investment club as well. Seems pretty sharp, so I think he'll be a good fit for the team. So, do you have anything else to say about yourself?
I'm just sick, so I'm not going to talk about
it. Okay. All right. So, yeah, just open up for questions.
Yeah, do we have any questions for Canada?
So, in previous years, we've had some pretty contentious budgets. Would you support a budget that goes above and beyond what the Constitution says that we should spend?
There are certain instances where, bylaws need to be broken. We did a few last year that needed to be voted on, and I think we did a pretty good job with that.
Any more questions? Any questions? Seeing none, I'm going to politely ask you to leave the room while we have discussion and vote.
Non-biased as possible way. Give some opinions, I guess.
I worked with Logan on the finance committee last year, as well as I've had a couple of econ classes with him. And in my non-biased opinion, he is a really good fit for the committee. I think he brought a different perspective to the committee last year, and I think he was a good fit on it.
I will just make it clear at this point that I think that the way that the budget was handled last year when it came to certain organizations receiving more money than other organizations due to, quite frankly, problems that the administration caused is still unethical, and I can't support any candidate that thinks that we should be getting around what the Constitution says we can say, says that we can spend on student groups because it creates a alarming disparity.
I pretty much just want to echo what Senator Miller said, so I really don't have much more to say than what he already said.
I mean, I was on Senate with him last year, and he was a good addition, vocal, not like afraid to share his opinion, which I think is good to have, especially the student at large position. So he has my vote.
Any more session?
Is it appropriate for me to ask, because you mentioned that a few bylaws were broken, is it appropriate for me to ask what exactly happened there?
I don't know if we really have the information for
okay.
that.
Then I yield then.
Anything that was broken has to be voted by the Senate body, voted on by the Senate body, and approved by 2/3
okay.
votes.
Okay.
So, like, for example, if a club or organization asks for a dollar amount that goes above what the Senate finance guidelines suggest that they should have, or if the Senate doesn't normally fund food for an event but decides that an exception should be made for a particular event, and the finance committee may or may not recommend that. So there were cases last year where the finance committee would come in with a "we're not giving them any money," and then the Senate body, the floor, would override that and vote to make an exemption for the guideline. Or I think in what Logan was suggesting is that maybe, and I'm looking to you because you were on finance committee last year, that there were moments where even the finance committee felt like an exemption to the guidelines was appropriate and would have brought that to the floor.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Senator Antes?
I just have a general question about finance committee. In general, how many people do you think you need? As from what I can tell, you only need a certain amount of people.
We are required to have 6, and 4 of them must be senators.
May I ask how many have applied?
There have been 4 senators that have applied, and around 7 or 8 students at large that applied.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Butcher, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? It is approved.
Alright, then our next nomination is Olivia Ward. She was on the committee last year as well. She was recommended by Courtney Branch as well. She did a very excellent job, and she's wants to get involved again, so I've been a great opportunity for her to do that again and really go get a personality, so I'd like to make a good fit on the team. But if you have anything else to say.
Yeah, I mean, not really.
Alright, questions then?
Open the floor for questions. Any questions? Send us out.
I mean, they mentioned there are quite a few nominees. What do you think that you have that sets you apart from the rest of the people that applied to be the student at large?
I had worked in this exact same position last year. Had a really great time, and I was able to gain a lot of experience and knowledge through that position, so I think it'd be really great to come in without a lot of the downtime that it takes to learn the bylaws and the Constitution and be able to get going right away.
Awesome. I yield.
Any more questions for candidate? Any more questions? No questions? Seeing none, I'd like to ask you to leave the room.
Say I also worked with Olivia on finance committee last year, and she also did a great job, similar to what I just spoke about for Logan. She brings another perspective to the table and to the committee and helped us make some tough decisions last year, so she has my support.
Senator Dix.
She talked about it a little bit why she's in here, Chairman Schmitz. But could you maybe expound a little bit more on what set her apart from the other candidates? I don't feel we've heard near as much about her. I'm trying to get a better sense for her.
Yeah, I know. Well, she worked with Courtney Branch and these two last year on the board, or not the board, the committee. So she has a lot of experience there. She also applied for several of the chair positions as well as ran for Senate this year. So she's really looking to get involved. She's okay with the time commitment. It's a big time commitment. She's everything that I've heard about her has been good. She seems very qualified and ready to get after it again. So I don't see any issues with her at all. It was a tough decision to decide between the pool of candidates, but it came down to it. She's younger. She's only a sophomore, so a lot of seniors are applying, and I like people that are younger to get more used to the process as well to help build that strong finance process. So that was a big thing too that came into play.
Senator Rose?
I know Olivia personally, and she's always on top of everything she does, and she's a go-getter, and I think she'd be great at this position.
Sweet. Any more discussion on nominee? Any more discussion? Discussion? And then we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving a candidate board, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Abstentions? She's approved.
Then we'll go on to our senators here. I'll start with Senator Rose. Senator Rolls is one of the four senators that applied. Seemed pretty interested in the process, getting to know it. She's young as well, so I like that, with getting to know the process and passing it down to future generations. Yeah, I guess if you have anything else to say.
I'm an international management major, so I feel like this is kind of right up my alley. And over the summer, I worked at an office and I helped organize their finances, so I feel like I have some experience.
Can I open up the floor for questions for Senator Rose? Any questions? Seeing none, I'll ask you to leave the room. And the floor is now open for discussion. On count of any discussion?
Can you say something generally about this? Sure.
Okay.
I would just say, like, when we're nominating people, just try to keep, like, your questions and your discussion consistent, because we don't want to pay a lot of attention to one person, like, if someone no attention. Just to kind of keep it fair.
Any more discussion? More discussion? Seeing none, we will move to a vote. All those in favor of approving the nominee Rose, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Abstentions?
Senator Miller next. Ben is an econ major like me. He's a senior. I've had a few classes with him. Hard worker, great guy. Was in the process last year, so I should bring some veterancy to the committee, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much like Derek said, I'm a senior finance major. I'm the vice president of the finance club here at Savis. Served on the committee last year and would like to serve on it again this year.
I'll open the floor for questions. Senator Miller? Any questions? Any questions? Questions? Seeing none, I'll ask you to leave the room while we discuss. And I'll open the floor for discussion. Senator Dix?
I had classes with him last semester. It was a small class where we all had to do a lot of work, had to discuss, bring up ideas, thoughts, understandings, and he did very well. High participatory rate, and clearly understood the material. Very quick guy. You.
Any more discussion? Any more discussion? Further discussions? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving nominee Miller, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
All right, we'll go with Senator Muganga next. So he's our youngest nominee here, so I'd like to, he's economics major as well, so well on his way to getting more involved with the finance aspect of the school. This is a great way for him to do it. He's interested in finance and economics, so this is a great way to express that as well. Anything else you want to say?
I've been doing economics for the last 4 years of my high school, so this would be the perfect opportunity to put what I study into practice. As a new face, I think I can bring enthusiasm, new ideas. So that's all I have to say.
Are there any questions for our nominee, Gaga? Senator Antis?
Given what you've heard so far about last year's finance committee, do you have any ideas that could apply this year?
Okay, I think it's good that there are also some veterans, like you say, so I could probably learn from them. They were there last year. When it happened, they probably learn from their mistakes, it won't happen, and I'm trying to learn as best as I can so that these things don't happen again.
Any more questions for me? Any more questions? Questions? Seeing none, I ask you to leave the room while I discuss.
I don't really know all that well. I've had a couple conversations with him. He seems like a really smart guy. I can't see any reason why we shouldn't be friends with you.
So I got to know Brandon a lot during the freshman orientation. He's a very smart guy. He's very passionate about what he's doing, and I think he's going to be a perfect fit for this thing. I yield.
Any further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving our nominee Muganga, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions?
We'll have Senator Gladish step forward. I've known Senator Gladish for quite some time. He's very fiscally responsible. He's interested in budgeting as well. And I've had discussions in the past before just about different organizations and what he thinks of the allocations and things like that. So he seems very responsible, very interested in it as well. I think he'll make a great addition to the team. To say.
You guys all know who I am.
Are any questions for our candidate? Any questions? Seeing none, I'll ask you to leave the room. And I'll open the floor for discussion on Senator Kenneth, Senator Gladish. Senator Sullivan?
I've had a couple classes with him. He's super smart, he's very fiscally responsible.
Further discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor of approving our nominee, Senator Gladish, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions?
I move to send this to Ethics Committee.
Second goes to Speaker Sweet. Open up the floor for discussion.
Could you clarify what you mean by send this?
I move to send this this resolution to Ethics Committee so that they can look at it, figure out exactly the intent, and then move forward from there how they see fit.
So when I was looking at this, I'm trying to find the exact language in there, but the part where it says if the co-presidential vacancy is not filled, then the Senate cannot meet quota and subsequently is out of order. So when I saw that, it's kind of like a paradox. So like if the Senate can't meet, then they can't elect a co-president. And so I feel like there's like a lot of stipulations that would have to go into this resolution. And also when things like this are usually presented to Senate, aren't they usually in a motion or in an amendment rather than a resolution? So I just feel like the language should be explored by Ethics, and then also kind of the back, like not like the backing behind it, but like what would actually happen if this happened for some reason, if one of the Senate seats couldn't, or one of the presidential seats couldn't be filled for some reason. Just because if Senate can't meet, then it causes a lot of issues. So I just think it would be better to be discussed in Ethics Committee rather than this floor, because I feel like it would get into this kind of paradoxical confusion about it. So I don't.
Senator Sullivan?
All right. If I remember correctly from last week, that I was supposed to give an update, and we weren't supposed to exactly do something like this right now. I was supposed to give an update in the form of the constitutional amendment. And so, I mean,
was just tabled last week, and
it was revisited this week with me giving an update on it, and it's still big. That's what I remember, and I remember reading through the minutes from last week, and that's what was stated.
My recollection and what I'm reading from the notes right now is that the discussion was postponed until enough information is gathered. That was pretty broad, so I think that for the most part it was in conversation and reflection more so than actively like seeking or reaching the proposal.
I have a point of interest. Is there any way we can enlarge the text? I'm having trouble seeing it back here.
Yeah,
thank you. I yield.
Okay. Senator Dick?
Well, I very much think that this could go to Ethics Committee and be tweaked around a little bit and then come back to the floor if the true understanding is that we were to merely table the discussion for time where that had already happened, then that wouldn't have to go to Ethics Committee. We'll be able to pick it up here, and I don't see a problem with that either. So I think it's right up to us to decide if we want to tackle sending it to Ethics today or just deal with the revised version.
Co-President
Pander?
Oh, you didn't speak yet before. Excuse me, Senator Glatch.
I guess I'm gonna say why I wanted this to happen. I've sat in and I'm sure Speaker Sweet has as well, where we've discussed things like this, and it becomes immensely difficult to deal with them with the entire Senate and get the language right. And even though, and we never really get like the grammar right either, and we could sit here all day and talk about it, I think it's best to send it to. In my personal opinion, I think it's best to send it to a committee where they can really get down to the nitty-gritty aspects of it, and it's just easier for them to move around, and then they can do what needs to be done after that. I yield.
To speak to the previous speaker's point about having Ethics Committee tweak this or rework this and then have it brought back in the as the motion that had been tabled from the previous meeting, I think that that likely would have changed or diluted the intention or the meaning or the prose of the resolution at that point, virtually in your discussion. So I think without on-the-floor modification to a motion that was proposed by a senator, I think that would have been inappropriate to happen off the floor. So I think that the course of action that's being discussed is for Ethics to analyze the hope of this proposal and then come back to something that can be modified and discussed openly on the floor, whereas I feel like this wasn't. There seems to be some apprehension among the body about modifying the motion as it was proposed, and to have modified it or clarified it much in the week between meetings couldn't have been done in a way that honored the original intention of the motion. I yield.
We have any further discussion on the motion? Further discussion, seeing none, we will move to a vote on whether or not to send this to Ethics Committee. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? So, move. So I will go to Ethics Committee and they'll decide what to do with that. Moving on, next order of business is Board of Trustees questions. I'll just hand it over to President Panzer.
Yes, so we had distributed our outline that we were talking off of for the Board of Trustees meeting two Fridays ago now. I just wanted to, again, iterate quickly before we dove into any questions or concerns you may have had that we had 5 to 7 minutes. The board had a lot to get through, so we just didn't have time to expand on every point that we would have liked to, but we really appreciated all the suggestions and did our best as co-presidents to navigate through those and bring those that were most pressing to the Board of Trustees. As items that were under their jurisdiction. So with that, I open the floor, or I will field all your questions as you see fit. So you'll automatically have anybody with a question. Get on the speaker's list.
Any questions
or concerns? Complaints?
Questions, concerns, complaints?
Just for clarification, how did you do you have a method for deciding what to bring up? Like particular relevance to the board, things on that note. First, yes, knowing what the board's purview is as a governance body, so we strategized among us. There were a lot of concerns that were brought up that were very much at our level or physical plant level, but weren't necessarily saying that the executive governing branch of the college should be trifling with. And then the second point on that is that we tried our best to sort of synthesize the intention of a lot of concerns that were brought so we could have kind of broader topics to bring before the board that weren't, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So we can honor both. We tried our best to find the middle path between several concerns just to keep things moving along.
Very good.
Questions? Seeing none. Close discussion on that order of business. Moving forward.
Yes.
So we had, as hopefully you saw in the email, we're having homestand issues. People day conversation again tonight. We had an issue when our diversity chair, excuse me, went and talked to who she was charged with talking to. And so we'll have another discussion tonight. And since our ethics, I am struggling tonight, our diversity chair is not here, Co-President Panzer will be presenting instead of her.
We apologize that our diversity chair is not present at this moment. She should hopefully be walking in any moment. I'm almost tempted to just kind of keep talking here for a few more seconds just to see. Okay, I'll give up on that. She is currently hosting a speaker for the Nobel Conference and a high flute dinner for that. So that's why, if you're wondering why she's not present, it's been a month's long time that she's been having in her way. So the feedback from the diversity chair, she approached the Department of Marketing, and the process for getting that change on the college calendar would have to go through the cabinet, which is Joe Ness, several other kind of like senior VPs of the college, and then the president. So that's I would say the highest internal governing mm-hmm. body of the college. So similar to the board, but certainly like the internal more regular rhythm of college life. They sadly meet on October 13th, which is the day after the date in question. So because of that timeline of their meetings, we will not be able to change the holiday in any way for this year. The diversity chair has proposed one option for dealing with that, a sort of compromise or a test for future years to see how it goes. Any student organization, including Student Senate, is welcome to make events that go on that same college calendar. So in that email, which is the main way that people interact with the calendar, there are events, there are holidays, there are a number of different items. But under events, if Student Senate so wished and so voted, we could have an Indigenous Peoples Day that was hosted by Student Senate. The diversity chair did not recommend having any programming or informational sessions on top of that. It would just be a statement on the college calendar that day saying that Student Senate is hosting this event to recognize this day as Indigenous People's Day. So that is one proposal that would have to come from the senator as a motion for us to request that, but that's the option that the diversity chair is able to come up with given the meeting schedule of the college cabinet. With that, I will yield the floor to discussion, and I will do my best to field your questions as the diversity chair would.
So I'll open up the floor for discussion on this topic. Speaker Sweet, the floor.
I move to charge the diversity committee with putting Indigenous Peoples Day as an event sponsored by Senate on the college calendar. Using that language. Yep. The one on the screen.
Do we have a second?
Ask for a friendly on that. Do you mean put that on the announcements, or do you mean calendar?
On the events.
I believe it would show up.
On the announcements is where it'll go.
So we have a motion to charge ethics committee to bring this language forward and get eyes and announcement on the 12th. And we have a second, so open up the floor for discussion. Please, Speaker Sweet, you have the floor.
to cabinet to get it put on the college calendar, and so this will still raise awareness and produce conversation, and this could be kind of a good, like, kind of like pilot, I don't want to say like program because that's the wrong word, but like pilot event to see kind of what our possibilities are in the future. I yield.
Yep. Senator Lamberty?
Oh, I was just seconding.
Oh.
I was there asking. So. But I think this is a great idea. And
Senator
I yield.
Miller?
Yield.
Chair Schmitz?
My only concern is with the wording and personally, I think on the stage well first because it's such actually title all it is. And then also the text. Maybe have an addition just a heading I think should be on the stage and indigenous people too, personally, but that's just not that's not
Senator Glash?
I just want to echo what Speaker Sweet said. I think this is a good compromise. Maybe the wording could be different, but I think it's perfect. I think it's perfect.
So I'm one concerned with the wording. I think it's what Chair Schmitz was trying to get at. Is it does kind of seem like we're trying to make it the same thing up there. So maybe changing it to Indigenous Peoples Day as well as Columbus Day or something like that. Also, one other thing that we can maybe think about is what do you guys think of actually having some sort of event where people can actually come and kind of actually talk about and actually learn about the importance of Columbus Day as well as learn about, you know, how people who, you know, Native American people with that culture actually feel about this kind of thing. How do you guys feel about that?
I think, I may be wrong, but I think people generally do that already. Is that correct? Does anybody know any more about those activities?
Oh.
I feel like people have done that in past years already. Yeah, so
okay. Well, if that's like an actual thing that happens, I think we should definitely include that in there because I know
I don't know who actually puts that on. I just know it happens. So
we should figure it out, and I think we should have it in there because I think that's definitely something that the student body would be interested in.
In previous years, it's been like done through the Diversity Center, but as we don't really have a lot of Diversity Center programming right now because we don't really have a director per se, it's not the most useful this year.
Sorry.
Are you responding to his question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like this is kind of, sorry.
Well,
yeah, okay. In years past, from when I understood the one through the D Center was a lot more like student mobilized rather than like and administratively organized, so they very well may be planning something. I don't have any way of knowing. And then I'm on D committee, and we would be the people that I would assume would like plan an event for this. And we don't have a meeting before that. And that's not to say we couldn't have a meeting and plan something, but with 8 days, it's going to be kind of hard to plan something. But if it's something that like the body really wants, obviously we'll do it. But I'm just thinking like time wise, and that's why I was kind of saying like I think it's a good like pilot program. So. Idea event. So if it spawns a lot of discussion, then for next year we can kind of plan for something a little bit bigger. Thank you.
Those are all really cool suggestions. I definitely think it would be important to make sure that students that want to participate in a discussion know that there are opportunities available for them to go and talk about that, the significance of that day.
Two notes on this topic. First of all, in reference to what previous speakers have mentioned about a potential event hosted and facilitated by Student Senate, that would need to be approved in basically the exact way from this floor, likely this evening. So in the function of this body isn't the best for event planning. So I think that I still would just like to iterate that the diversity chair would stand by this is probably our best solution in the meantime as a potential foot in the door to a future change. And I also just urge to remind you, the speakers list is looking pretty diverse right now, so that's great. But just that the Student Senate name will be on this, so I encourage just all senators, particularly like new senators, what do you think this reflects on the Senate if our name is on this event? So if that's a good thing or if it's a bad thing, just I strongly encourage you all to briefly chime in just because this is something that our name will be on. It will be sent out to all 2,400 students and seen by not that many, but still a lot. So.
I'd like to say that much of what I was originally going to ask before the movement was sort of suggested, I would still like some clarification. We're moving towards having this on the announcements. By saying sponsored event, do you mean that we just put that up there, or do you want an actual event hosted by Seven? Like, yeah.
So events on the college calendar need an organization name under them. So by sponsored by Student Senate, we need to, it should literally say, like, it, those events need to say what organizations host events. So just in the spirit of transparency of how that got there and the requirements of the college calendar stuff, which we need to care about that. By event, we just mean an event on the calendar, not in a physical event of some sort on campus.
Okay, one more question. Can it be sponsored by the diversity chair and the, well, diversity sort of committee instead of the student senate as a whole?
I would recommend not doing that. I think it's better, I think that gets kind of complicated. I think it's better for us to consent as an entire body. What any superior group of students that it is working on.
Okay,
thank you. Yeah, I don't know if that even is possibly or not. We're not an organization. That group is not an organization. So logistically and in the spirit of this body, I think it's probably not a good idea. Senator Stogan?
So basically everything I've gotten so far is that everyone more or less agrees with it, except for a little bit of wording. And I guess I don't understand why we're sending it to committee when we can just vote on it, as opposed to what Senate generally does, which is send everything to committee and never actually take a vote. So, I yield.
Did you yield to the president or just yield?
I yield for
Senator Dix.
As far as wording goes on Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day, I think it's actually important that Indigenous Peoples Day goes first as an event. On the fact that already Columbus Day will be on the calendar, the highlight of this event being created is to say, hey, Indigenous Peoples Day as well. We don't want to sideline that idea when, you know, Columbus Day is already going to be much more widely announced anyways. I'm going to use the source.
Just a point of information for our speakers, that the motion on the floor now is to charge the ethics committee to send
diversity.
it's Monday. All right. To have diversity committee send this in and get it on the calendar. It's not just to look into saying it or whatever. So it would be sent to the calendar. Chair Schmitz.
I yield.
One quick question. If it is passed and sent to the diversity committee, would the diversity committee have the final say in any wording that's going on up there, or would that have to be approved before it's sent?
Through the committee process, what would happen is we'd send it to committee, and then next week we'd be talking about the same thing. Because if they, assuming they approve it, we'll be talking about it again as opposed to
The motion that I made was to send it with this exact wording to the announcements people, so it would be sent this week with that exact wording.
Yep. It's not the motion.
That is exactly what I said.
That's the motion on the floor.
That's if you're coming.
Well, wouldn't, if you charge it to committee, it go to the committee, but if you charge someone with telling them, you wouldn't charge it to the committee, but to a person?
I think Delaney's motion was that that Sharon needs to take responsibility on behalf, in her role as the diversity committee chair, to send this to the calendar so that it gets posted.
Mm-hmm.
And not that she's going to take it back to her committee to rediscuss it or bring it back to the floor.
That was what I was getting at, is that I think that's the issue between two previous speakers.
Yep.
If one is speaking about something that they thought was going to committee, and the other one is speaking about the committee as the chairperson, when I think the issue is just needs to go to the chairperson to go say, hey, put this up. And if that's the case, then we're all golden with everyone.
All right. And then Am I allowed to make a movement to tweak the word intended?
Yes, you can.
I move to change Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day as well as Columbus Day.
Second to that motion? Second.
Which is technically an amendment.
Could that be a friendly?
I think it could be a friendly. Would we consider as well as a synonym to and? I don't know if you got that clear, but I think you were kind of getting that it's not that important. The reason I was really saying that we should do that is when I just kind of go read through this real quick right now, it really seems like we're trying to group the two together, and I think they're very two separate things that need to be recognized and discussed separately, but there are overlaps between the two that can be seen. So I just wanted to make sure that it's very clear for student body where they're actually reading this announcement that comes from students, and we really need to represent the interests of the students and make it very clear what our intentions are here.
Any further discussion on amendment?
Ask for a quick clarification on the motion. Do you want as well as all capitalized like and, or do you want it like regular grammar?
I guess it's you can leave it capitalized.
What would an English major say about that?
It's a good question.
I think it's I don't know why it's capitalized, but I feel like it's capitalized for a reason, so we should just leave it capitalized.
So Senator Southwick,
English major says so it shall be.
I yield.
Senator,
I yield.
Senator Solis?
I think that we're going down a dangerous road if we start asking what people's major is and then asking if we're the expert on the subject because of the major. Because a lot of us in here are political science and philosophy majors, and if that's the case, then we're calling all the shots. So please refrain.
This is Jermaine.
I move to end discussion.
We have a second. Okay, there has been a motion to end discussion. We need 2/3 to vote. All in favor of ending discussion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No, opposed.
Abstention.
Sorry.
Okay, so your question has been called. To clarify, we are not voting right now on whether or not to send this to our diversity chair on the calendar. We are just simply voting on changing the word and in the title and in the first sentence to capitalize as well as. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions? Motion passes. So we will move back to our original discussion on whether or not to send this to committee. And Senator Miller.
I yield.
Senator Miller.
I yield.
Speaker Sweet.
I take it back.
Any further discussion? Any further discussion? Any further discussions? Senator Miyaga?
Yeah, I would like to first say that I'm more inclined towards the Indigenous Peoples Day, so because I think it has an actual theme. So I would like maybe some clarification on what the theme would be for, in case, for those who will be celebrating Columbus Day. Yeah. Like, if we're planning this event, there will be have to be like a party or a commemoration. What kind of ideas would you have for Columbus Day?
It's not an actual event, it's just putting it on the calendar the way it is. So there's no like stuff.
Okay.
none, we'll move to a vote on whether or not to send this language as amended to. Send this language to our diversity chair to get on the calendar for next Monday. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions? And the motion passes. With that, do we have any further unfinished business? More unfinished business? Unfinished business? Seeing none. New business and first order business. New business is office hours. So at the end of last school year, there was a change to our bylaws. We used to have office hours. Every center was required to have an office hour every week, an hour. And it was changed because there wasn't a whole lot of utilization from those office hours. So now, office hours in a nutshell need to be proposed by Sam and myself, approved by the Senate body, and then our administrative director will take care of logistics. So I'll turn over the floor to President Panzer to present what we've come up with.
Thank you. So again, out of the bylaws for both hall representatives and class representatives, the office hours need to be in a public location. They need to be publicized. They're proposed by the co-presidents, approved by the Senate. And then the administrative director handles the reporting. So those are the five things that are required by our bylaws. So we have come up with a proposal. Administrative director, technology director, if you want to move on to the next page, that I feel fulfills all five of those requirements. I apologize, but I'm going to bore you all by reading these aloud temporarily just so you can have them all clearly stated here. So I also just want to first off say that this is not a bylaw, even though it does read in a very similar language, because this is just our proposal for this year. So this isn't something that lives on after we're gone. This is just like our internal rules that we're entitled to propose and for you to confirm here just for this academic year. I'm almost really sick, sorry. So first off, Student Senate shall provide a regular publicized forum to hear student concerns in the form of a table in the campus center attended by two senators from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. every Monday on which Student Senate meets. Oh my gosh. Item 2. Each senator shall staff the table for at least 2 one-hour shifts each semester. Sign-up for tabling shall be coordinated by the administrative director. Any student concern aired to the table, this third item, any student concern aired to the table must be responded to via one of the following mechanisms. A. Delivering the concern in writing to the administrative director to present at cabinet meetings where an appropriate response will be discussed, or B, bringing the concern to the Senate floor by one of the tabling senators. Item 4, each senator shall alert their constituents about when they are tabling via an email sent within 72 hours of their tabling shift. Item 5, these tabling hours shall be publicized by the entire student body in a manner determined by the public relations chair, who shall also provide tabling senators materials and strategies to promote community comment and the Student Senate online suggestion box. Just a note on that, that is a feature that we have that we just haven't been publicizing yet this year. Item 6, if a senator is unable to attend any of the shifts, they shall develop an alternative method of hearing and responding to student concerns with the administrative director. And item 7, this proposal should be reviewed on the Senate floor at the first meeting of spring semester. So that is our proposal. I think it's pretty straightforward that it's just a weekly Student Senate table outside of the CAF. We just want to keep the campus center in there in case they need to be downstairs for some reason. But it's 5 to 7. Now, so it'll be 2 one-hour shifts with two senators each. So every night there'll be 4 different senators at the table rotating in and out, and you'll be asked to do 2 different shifts throughout the semester. Those can be back-to-back if you'd like that. But just for people who can't make that, we just thought we'd split it into 2 one-hour shifts. With that, I turn it back over to you to facilitate discussion and questions.
I will open up the floor first strictly for questions. Feel like President Panzer, do you have any questions? Do you want
I have one quick question. You said that it wasn't a bylaw. So if we, in theory, hypothetically, if we pass this, it would just affect the Senate and not friends in the future. They would have to renew it if they
correct.
Do that.
Yeah, and then copy and paste this can be made a bylaw. If that's something that we'd be interested in the future, but this is somewhat of a pilot just to try out a new rate of box hours that is not binding past this year and is going to be reviewed at the first meeting of spring semester for modification if needed.
Are you
Senator Sella?
Okay, two quick things. So first, would this be the only time that our constituents like would have public time with senators? There'd be no more office hours or anything like that. It would just be disabling hours.
Senators are absolutely welcome to facilitate their own office hours. They want to send the lobby their building, have meetings with their constituents, whatever. This is just the minimum that every senator shall be required to do.
And then the second question is, would we just then, the people that actually were tabling or any concerns about, would that just be in the beginning of each student senate meeting?
That would come under new business. So, yes. And, on that actually, Technologies Director Mueller, if you could scroll down to the third page. We also plan on having a reporting form, just something that's a little bit more formal and regular so that we can always have concerns reported in the exact same way. This is just a sample draft. This will be up to the co-president's administrative director and public relations chair if this is what we want to go forward with. But there will be something that we'll go on record. So we'll have internal records of all the concerns that are brought to the tabling at this point. So this is just the date, the student concern, suggest an action if the student provides it, and then some follow-up information if the concerned student would like to hear back from Senate on response. And then you also will just be asked to check if you want to file with the administrator director so cabinet can either act or deem them inactionable, or just check that you're bringing it to the Senate floor yourself.
Awesome.
So that'll just ensure that all of them are responded to people more than just the person that hears it at the table.
Awesome. Thank you.
Senator Matthews?
Just to be clear, this was on page 2 will merely replace certain language that's currently in the bylaws, or just completely replace it?
The bylaws simply state that each representative shall conduct office hours in a public location, yada, 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 proposed by the co-presidents and approved by the Senate body and reported to the administrative director. So this will not replace anything. This is a fulfillment of the bylaws.
Okay.
Senator Udman?
You said that if you can't make any of the Mondays, that you can set up an appointment with the administrative director. So would they, work with you on how you'd meet with your constituents, or how would that work out?
In that event, we would probably allow the senator and the administrative director to determine something similar to what Senate's done in the past. So if that's sitting in the lobby of your building for a few hours every semester notifying your constituents, or if it's a class rep having some sort of option in the Senate office, there are plenty of ways to handle that. We'll make sure that the administrative director will make sure that it's something similar in spirit to the minimum requirement listed in this proposal, so it's flexible.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Further questions? Seeing none, I'll now open the floor for discussion of this proposal. Senator Sullivan?
Since being a senator last year, the office hours that I had in my buildings were unsuccessful. No one ever came. Most people don't ever bother to go. But it seems like if you put anything in front of the CAF, people are always much more interested, especially when we have all of our bright, smiling faces beckoning them over to talk to us. I think this is a really great proposal, and we should just pass it.
Point of order as well. You are all welcome to amend this if you see fit. So if you want to strike or add any language, we are proposing this as something that you are free to amend as Senate as well.
Speaker Sweet.
I was just going to say, I think this is a great idea. When I was a senator, a previous speaker said, no one came. And then also this holds Senate more accountable for their office hours too, because I felt because I was complex rep, it was easy to be I'll be in my room for this time. And then there was my door closed and not super accessible. Yeah, concussion, whatever. But I think that this is a great idea. It makes us accessible and it gets students' concerns aired, which is the most important thing. So I yield.
Senator Blash?
I think I said pretty much the same thing I'm going to say last year. But I really have never liked the idea of cabinet dictating office how I should interact with my constituents. And I mean, I really don't know how most people here feel, but that's how I've always felt. And I should be able to interact with my constituents as a high C fifth. But I'd like to hear what everyone else has to say too. I yield.
Oh, that's convenient. So I will respond to something a previous speaker said, and would just express our hope that we felt that this is an opportunity for the entire student body, or with the exception of many off-campus students, to just have like a regular, visible presence, and that we all certainly expect and encourage senators to find other ways to reach out to their constituents as best they see fit. We just thought this is a more valuable minimum to lay down than the previous office hours language. So while it is certainly something that we are expecting and that you will now be required to do, we also hope that you feel empowered and free to reach out to your constituents in whatever way you see best as their elected representative. I yield.
Senator Miller?
Yeah, I think this is a very well thought out proposal by co-presidents. I know I think I talked to my constituents more outside my office hours when I represented Arborview last year than I did with actual office hours. So I think this is a much better alternative. And so I think it has my support. I yield.
Controller Johnson?
So I'm kind of echoing some other speakers that have already spoken. I think, obviously, ours previously that worked as well as we could hope. That was a good presentation for us to be able to try something new and try to get to our constituents in a better manner. I just wanted to bring up, I think the presentation was for the full academic year. I don't know if we want, it just kind of popped up when Professor Cancer was bringing it up, if this is kind of a new idea, a new proposal, whether we want to go full academic year or with just the semester to be reviewed, or that was just a talking point that I knew.
The intention is for this to last for the year. We just wanted to lock in that we would give it a go for a semester and then just open up the door for review after a semester. But as it currently states, it will go the entire academic year unless that review process, the first meeting of spring, decides it's not.
Senator Sella?
Yeah, I moved to amend the language real quick. In the first section, a table in the campus center attended by, I think it should be at least two student senators. So that way we're accountable when we actually sign up, but we can also, if there are other people that want to go, it's clear that they can also be there and hear concerns from constituents. So I move to amend that to that language by at least two senators.
I can do this.
So I love the intention of that. I would urge us all to have, whether this is written or just an spoken understanding here, that you would be attending in addition, but just to make sure that we always have four senators every time. Like, we all don't sign up for, like, a week that's really easy in the semester and then leave, like, finals, you know, the week before finals week wide open, so that, like, that would be extra and not part of the sign-up process, if that makes sense. So you're always welcome to go join the table, but just so that we always have four every night. Every Monday. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I just wanted to make sure that was clear up there, because if this is going to get passed on, if this plan will get passed on to future students, and it's just making it clear that, yeah, okay.
Would you still like to make that motion?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, having that said, I'm not going to treat the family, so if we get a second for that, second for this sweep. So the amendment, the proposal to change in the first paragraph,
my understanding is that when we're using the word at least, it means that at the very minimum they're actually not. I yield.
Finance Chair Schmitz.
Yeah, I'm concerned. This is kind of like what the previous speaker said, in that if you have five people at one meeting, you're at one like thing, then everyone's getting their two shifts done like right away. So I think this kind of, by adding this, it kind of fills around into the gears and kind of makes it not work like it should. Whereas if the four people at night kind of follow this master, so I don't want to be there twice. So I yield this.
So, Marcella?
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to, like, change it so that you have to be. There always has to be more. I was just saying that, you know, everyone's still going to sign up for their 2 1-hour shifts each semester, but then also if you have some free time on a Monday and you want to hang out and hear concerns from your constituents, even also it's like, you know, it's clear that it's okay to just go hang out at that table and build concerns. Are you?
Senator Dix?
We're still by this required staff table with at least 2 people going forward each Monday, so that would determine that there would be people there even that week before finals with the change at least 2, because we still need at least 2 on finals. So I don't believe it makes it susceptible to what you describe.
Yes. Well, technically, in finals week, we won't have...
Or it's a week before finals.
Yeah. Every week, if there's a Senate meeting, there will be...
Yeah. And I was trying to reference the comment by a previous speaker about a week before finals week, then no one wants to sign up. But we would still be required to have at least 2 people there the week before finals week. And then there would be at least 2 people there. It would still be staff. That's not a worry. Gene pilot. Are you?
Congresswoman Svensson?
I have a question for Senator Stella, just for clarification. Are you suggesting that we would then have people signing up for a third, or are you just saying that senators would have the ability to just sit down at the table?
Yeah, the latter.
Okay, so just the ability to sit down. So
yeah.
What you're saying is that it wouldn't change the fact that we would have the 4 people signed up. So everyone, you're suggesting people still only sign up for 2, but the senators, if they see the necessity to sit down on different weeks, that they should utilize that opportunity. Is that what you're saying?
Yep, I think it's a really good plan, and the whole thing is very good, and I think that if we're going to pass this down to later student senates, that it's clear that it's not an arbitrary 2 senators all the time. It's a 2 senators will sign up, and then if more people want to hear concerns, they can as well. So the latter of the 2 of what you were saying is correct.
By what you're suggesting, the at least 2, I think that's where it's getting confusing for people. Just the fact that, it just comes across, I think, currently by just adding at least 2 senators from 5 to 7 every Monday on which student senate meets. It comes across as more of that numerous people are signing up for that time. And so I think maybe it could be understood that it's implied that you can sit down, but then I can see your concern where if it's just implied, there's nothing. That's nothing that says that you should. But I kind of lost my voice. I yelled.
So, I think the concern that was brought up was that if this was made, senators could say, all right, next week let's have all the senators come and have like a Senate party at the table. And then everybody's only required to be there twice. There needs to be a table with 2 people or at least 2 people every single week. But if everybody fulfills their 2 tabling requirements within like the first 2 weeks, then that'll cause problems. I think that was a concern out there.
It says that set up for tabling shall be coordinated by the administrative director. The administrative director would just need to say, like, in his coordination, the only 2 people can sign up for the same shift. And then that's completely cleared, and that's completely within the current wording, even with at least added in, because the coordination by the administrative director will alleviate any problems with that.
I yield the floor. Senator Anderson?
I think a previous speaker just made an excellent point, but I think that we could also possibly explore, rather than changing the language, in Article 1, perhaps adding a Section A that has some pretty language that lets us know that we're allowed to sit down. It doesn't go towards our 2. That might be an idea. Right, I don't want to propose an amendment at this time. I'd rather we finish this amendment, and then if that's perhaps an idea we'd still like, I'd love to propose that amendment at that time. And I would like to yield.
I feel as though we're making this a little bit more complicated than this. I know that we want to make it as technical as we can, but if we all understand that, like, by at least and the administrative director, like, it's not going to be, like, willy-nilly, like, oh, let's hope four people show up. You know, it's going to be very structured, and if you see them sitting there and you want to go up and you're like, hey, guys, like, let's sit and chat for a while and chat with our constituents. I think that's a great idea, and I think that by putting this language in there, that makes it implicit but not outlining it too I don't want to say that strategically, but just, like, we don't have to have, like, a bunch of language to describe it because we kind of all know what's happening anyway, so I don't.
I typically, like, when people are sailing outside the cap, I feel like for anything, more people from that group kind of just kind of show up and join anyways. So I don't know if we necessarily need to have that written as a part of this, because it kind of just happens on its own, I think. So I guess I yield.
I've moved to end discussion.
So we need 2/3 vote to end discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions? Motion passes. So we will end discussion and vote on whether or not to add at least where it is appearing right now in the first paragraph. So all in favor of adding those two words, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Division.
Division has been called. To explain that, if there's ever kind of, I wouldn't be able to tell if a motion passes or not. Somebody calls division and we have an actual way of voting. So all those in favor of approving this motion, please raise your placards nice and high. All those opposed. I'm sorry, do we have any abstentions? I don't know, hopefully we can see this.
Okay, so I'm being very mindful here about conflicts and just having authored the language. This is tough. I am going to vote in the affirmative.
I was told that unless I came here, they would ship me back home.
This is Dr. Eric Kandel.
I'm Eric Kandel, and I gather you are the leaders of this university.
We're trying
glad
to be
to meet you all.
Welcome, Dr. Kandel.
It's one of the speakers from the Nobel Conference, so just dropping on in here. So,
could we just quick get your vote and then
I vote in the affirmative.
Okay.
Could somebody move from recess?
No, recess would mean.
Correct. Somebody like to yield the floor to the. To
no, I just wanted to ask you. We have to head back and get my computer. Why don't we entertain 2 or 3 questions from the floor? Okay, would that be good, sir?
I didn't feel like winning the Nobel Prize in 2000.
It's not a bad experience. Don't turn it down when it comes your way.
One day.
You still get nervous when you speak at a big crowd like tomorrow?
I'm nervous now. Yes.
No question there?
Okay. What was your Nobel Prize on, or what was your research?
For learning and memory.
Okay.
I and my colleagues worked out, no one knew how learning occurred and how memory was stored. There were several ideas floating around. And I developed a very simple behavioral system in a marine snail, Aplysia, in which a behavior could be modified by learning. I worked out the neural circuit of that, and I showed exactly what happens in a neural circuit when animals learn. Straightforward.
What inspired your work? Like, everyone has some kind of inspiration to do a certain type of work. Was it that you want to do something, or like, or did you have some?
But actually, it's a very, very interesting question. I'm a Jewish refugee from Vienna, so the sort of the leitmotif, the theme of Holocaust survivors is never forget. So memory has been really a fascination in my life. I remember, you know, I was for a little bit over a year in Vienna after Hitler came in. My friend stopped talking to me. It was a horrible experience. And I wanted to understand how this kind of memory gets stored and doesn't go away. Yeah. That was very important to me. Yes.
Are you currently working on anything now? Anything interesting?
Oh, of course. After 60 years of marriage, Denise, my wife, and I are collaborating. So I'll tell you a funny story. We sometimes begin our talk this way. But she didn't want to do it this time. The talk begins with me in this version of the talk. Tomorrow's talk, Denise will begin it. And the other version is I begin, and I tell a story, which is absolutely true, and that is 3 years before the Nobel Prize, we have a summer place at Cape Cod, South Guelphleet. My wife is French. She likes freshly hung laundry. We're hanging the laundry. Telephone rings inside. I go inside. I answer the phone. It's somebody from the NIH telling me that I was funded. And in those days, if you could read and write, you were funded. So this was not unusual. At the end of the telephone conversation, he said, "We think you're going to win the Nobel Prize." I come out and I tell Denise, "He thinks I'm going to win the Nobel Prize." She said, "I hope not soon." "How can you, my wife, say so?" And she said, "I got my degree." Yeah, she didn't say it like this, but I'm telling you to fill it in. At Columbia in sociology, my PhD. My mentor was Robert Merton, a very famous sociologist, and he had studied physics Nobel laureates. And he found that after they get the Nobel Prize, they get invited to Gustavus Adolphus and hang around with having a great old time, and they stop doing science. You still have a lot of ideas, play them out, you know, then you can get the Nobel Prize. So the only way I could prove to her that I was intellectually alive still after the Nobel Prize is to collaborate with her, and now this is how the collaboration started. So come to the talks, both of them, tomorrow, and you'll hear all about it.
Tomorrow morning.
I've got to run off and get my computer so I can see whether or not I'm in a position to give a talk in this thing.
So I voted in the affirmative. In the spirit of respecting the wishes of a large part of this body and not pushing forward language that I myself co-authored. So just in that spirit of respecting the wishes of this body and not dictating my own messaging and Bobby's messaging or corporate messaging, I chose to vote in the affirmative there. So I think that we can all move forward with an understanding that we all do need to space out our time, and the administrative director, I'm sure, will do an excellent job of coordinating that. So I don't have any concern having discussed this openly, so appreciate the amendment and the discussion.
Okay, so we just had a vote. Thank you just real quick for respecting that situation and just letting that kind of go. And I hope everybody was as enthusiastic about that as much as I did. So our amendment to the proposal just passed, so the words "at least" will be added in there. We'll go back to discussion on the proposal as a whole. And Senator Stowe, since you made the amendment, you have a yield for you. Senator Rose.
I call the question.
Question called. Second. All those in favor of calling the question, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions? Question has been called. So we'll move to a vote on the proposal as a whole. All those in favor of approving the proposal, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions? Proposal is approved. Thank you very much.
Do we still have
quorum or do we leave?
so we appreciate your support and your discussion. That we hope it's an effective and fair minimum requirement for your presence and visibility on campus. The administrative director shall be sending out. We will attempt to make sure that we have an effective sign up sent out. Hopefully, yet tonight. So we work on that. Thank you again for the discussion for the amendment.
So moving on to our next order of business. I mentioned this in an email. I apologize for it being vague and not giving you a whole lot of information about it. And typically, stuff like this is handled in committees, but we have a question that was brought to our Compton Housing Chair, and we felt just the best way to get feedback for what's needed was to just bring it up in the meeting. And if you disagree, you can just kind of shut down the discussion and I'll hand over to our Housing Chair.
Hi, so I met with Charlie Potts, our director of Roadlight. He wanted to know how the common spaces in all your halls are being utilized, and he wanted an outside of Res Life for outside CF's perspective. So he asked me to check in with people who are representing the building. So I think the easiest way to do that is just for you to shoot me an email. If you feel that you have a firm handle on how your community spaces are being used, so if the study room here uses a lounge, that's good information for the past, because you can switch out some desks and some couches, or vice versa. So we feel that you have a good handle on how your spaces are being used this year. That's very valuable information. If you don't really have a good handle on how that is playing out just yet, not a huge deal if you don't shoot me an email, but I'm sure I would love the feedback and Charlie Potts would appreciate it as well. My email is anikki@safesite.edu. I think I'm the only anikki at this school, so you should be able to find me quite easily.
So as our chair said, if you have input on that, please send an email or talk to us. But I will open up the floor for any just questions on what she's asking. Do you have any questions?
Would it be more applicable to ask the hall councils for their take on this?
In many other buildings, we don't have a hall council, or there is no representative.
I would just say if you think you have a solid hall council or anybody has a solid hall council and you feel like they would be knowledgeable on this, I would suggest that you go talk to them about it. Any other questions? Seeing none. Thank you. Do we have any more new business? Senator Dix?
I move to charge PR chair with putting student senate on the announcements every Monday. Currently, we are not on the announcements as I checked today.
Can you specifically just you want to announce that we're
literally the event announcements that come out at like 1:17 in the morning. Student senate is on that list, but like you know everything's on that list, right? But student senate's not. If we could just get us on that every Monday, I think that'd be another good way to help get out, you know, that meeting.
That's actually on my list of things to do. I think we'll probably get it done over at Nobel. So I appreciate you bringing it up, but it's on my radar. So I will do that.
Awesome.
Would you still like to make a motion?
I would like to just so that it's on the record.
Sure.
I think that's important.
Second bill to send us off. I'll open up the floor for discussion. We have the floor.
Aye.
Do you have any discussion? Further discussion? Further discussions? None. We'll move to a vote. All those in favor of charging the public relations chair into creating an announcement every Monday for Senate meetings, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The motion passes. You still have the floor, Senator Dix? Senator Agubin?
So a lot of my constituents came to me. It's holiday season, and a lot of them, there's no place they could go. And the past school policy was they stay at the hostel. And Thanksgiving is coming up soon. And a lot of them had a concern that we don't want to stay in the hostel. We want to stay in their own room. And I think with the new card policies that we could figure something out with with the res life and try to keep students in their dorms, in their rooms, instead of keep them moving them from one place to another. And I want to propose a motion for health and housing to try to figure something out with the res life.
So, speaker, you would like to charge health and housing with looking into
keeping international students or any student on campus during the holidays stay in their rooms instead of moving to the hostel.
Do you have a second? Senator Blatch, second. I will open the floor for discussion. Senator Luis, do you have the floor?
I yield.
Senator Blatch?
I think this is a really good idea because I think it's, I've always wondered why they do that. I think it's ridiculous that they move people from their homes during times like Thanksgiving when they can't afford to go home and celebrate these holidays. They should at least be in a comfortable place rather than some place that they don't normally live. Ayo.
Senator Sullivan?
I agree. It's a concern that's shared by many of my constituents. If I remember right, the reason why they move people into the hostel is that it's easier for campus to like watch, I mean, like make sure that they're not getting into trouble. Am I wrong, Jonas?
I think you should send this committee. I think it's a great question for Senate to explore with Res Life. But the reality of why it happens is because we feel, and I actually agree with this, that it can be really dangerous if you have like one person in a building. Like if you think of like a sorority hall and you've got like one person in the whole building or you've got two people in the whole building, and like it's just like it's creepier than you think, and it's also just like there's not very many people around if something goes terribly wrong. And when everybody moves into the hostel, then there's more people around and there's a little bit more safety in numbers. But I still think it's a great discussion and a great conversation for y'all to have with Res Life.
I
yield.
Senator Dix?
I like to agree that it's not just international students that deal with this as well. There's a number of long-distance students, including myself, that, other places of source to say might be the East Coast, and that this can be very tough. You do have the decision, like, am I going to stay here where I consider Gustavus my home, but I really don't feel that comfortable in the hostel, try to hunt down a friend that I can stay with. So I do think this is a concern for a great number of people. I yield the floor.
Senator Miller?
As a lot of other previous speakers have said, I don't know the logistics behind this actually being a possibility, but I definitely think we should send it to committee so they can talk to Res Life and talk to whoever they need to talk to try and figure it out. So I yield.
Senator Alduin?
So just going off what the previous speaker says, other schools, I know a lot of schools in the region that do not send students to hostels or any place else. They get to stay in their own room. I could understand that concern before, that there was no kind of monitoring who goes in and who goes out, but now there's ID monitoring and people could get in through their IDs. So I think I just want to make that clear. And yeah, I yield.
Senator Martinez?
I yield the floor.
Do we have any more discussion on the motion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. Charging the Health and Housing Committee and looking into hostel not having hostels being forced during times of students are off campus. Just a good holidays. So all those in favor of the charge, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Senator Abouid, you saw the floor?
I yield.
To Senator Sobe?
All right, so I have a very interesting moral quandary for the body, or at least for me. I had a constituent approach me about a topic that I feel extremely, extremely passionate about, and it's quite the dichotomy of views. I had a constituent come up to me and say that Gustavus should not house or allow any sort of like weapons on campus, which would be because our current policy is that if you have a like firearm on campus or a bow, that it goes in the campus safety office and then go downstairs and get it out. But they don't want anything on campus that could be considered a weapon.
action on that. So they do, you had a constituent reach out, request, like, expressing their desire that campus safety does not hold on to those.
The campus has no weapons on them whatsoever or anything. It violates their personal laws.
Even if they're stored with campus safety.
Correct.
Thank you.
No, there was no motion made there. Correct.
I just wanted to say, I mean, I thought that it was, if someone wants to make a motion, they can.
Any further discussion?
Chair Spencer.
Excuse me,
for new business.
Yeah, this might be all of their unfinished business. An update on RV, for example.
Okay.
I will cover the announcements. Okay.
Senator Hibberman?
Oh, we're invited.
Any new business? New business, seeing none, we will move on to announcements.
So, sometimes you're having a meeting and then a Nobel laureate walks in, so thank you all for flexing with that. Announcement, I promise that will not happen more than twice a month. So, we have that to not worry about so often. And then also, just want to apologize on behalf of some members of Cabinet. Tonight was just a really weird night with some tests and the Nobel conference, so I just want to echo that, and as well as some senators we heard from, that this sort of attendance is not expected week to week. This is a particularly poorly attended meeting for a variety of legitimate reasons, but we just want to apologize on behalf of this basically being one isolated weekday between two weekends. Some strange things have occurred in terms of attendance, so. We just encourage all new members to not see this as a normal degree of attendance for our money. And then with that, just I encourage you all to attend the Nobel conference. Pretty broad, but it's going to be cool. I don't think I'm going to be able to get enough of it. I yield.
Administrative Director Emiliano?
Yeah, I would like to call your attention. Did you have any typo on the placard?
Yeah, I think President Panzer covered what I wanted to say. I mean, it's a pretty unique Costanis experience when someone has won a Nobel Prize just walks in and starts talking. So freshmen, you have our first years, I should say. You have a lot more of this to look forward to, and take advantage of every opportunity that you have here. I yield.
I have two things. First off, the ever-present 2016 election season is here. So if you feel strongly about a candidate, get registered for the primaries. You know, get out there, convince people that your candidate is the best. Secondly. Have a very safe Nobel. Nobel in recent years has become a very fun time for campus safety because people drink and they don't drink responsibly. So please be safe.
Controller Johnson.
So being the first on campus who supports our athletes at a very personal level, just want to throw out a plug for athletics this week. This is a very big week, especially on Saturday for all of our athletic teams. In addition to the events during the week that are mainly away, it just would be great to see a lot of support from the entire campus, not only for the big falling sports that play football, but also men's and women's diving and swimming are hosting their meets, men and women's soccer are hosting St. Oh, no.
No.
Oxford. Yep, so I'm also seeing UW Whitewater and Iowa Lake Community College. So just if you'd like to get more involved with campus, see some great sporting events, there's numerous amounts this weekend.
I am up. First off, thank you for dealing with my struggles of not having difference between diversity and ethics. But as it was brought up, we have a vote on Thursday for our review. We have two candidates actually who are now interested, so that doesn't, I think, affect anybody in here, but just so you're aware that there will be a vote happening on Thursday, and we're And my last thing, I know it's been mentioned twice, but just again, thank you so much for just kind of letting that happen when we had a Nobel winner come in and in the middle of something important going on, a deciding vote. And furthermore, the focus right after he left is very much appreciated, that everybody kind of collected after that happened. But to explain Sam's vote, since I was kind of interrupted, any time that there's a split vote on the floor, the non-presiding or non-chairing co-president will split that vote, so just so you're aware of why that happened. If anybody's confused of what happened on at any point tonight, come talk to me at the meeting. I'd be glad to talk through anything with you. That's all I have. I'm doing the session.
I'd like to apologize for not being here when all of the amendment stuff went through. Typically, I would be, but I had a biology test scheduled at 7 p.m., so I was unable to be here. From my understanding, it was charged to ethics, and we'll be looking into that. I will be listening to the minutes and reading them to make sure I get the full grasp of everything that was discussed. But if you have a point or something that you would really like to make, that you would like to bring to me, I'm always open to hearing that. Another thing is that now that ethics is formed completely, if you begin to have any concerns about Senate or anything you need to bring to ethics where you think there is an ethical concern, you are free to reach out to me. And remember that you can have anonymity if you would like, and make sure that you ask me for anonymity on point if you'd like to have anonymity. That's all my points. Go to Nobel because it's an amazing experience that don't really get if you are at other colleges, and you should utilize this opportunity. I feel.
I just wanted to give kind of a thank you shout out to everybody who is bringing the concerns from their constituents to these meetings, and just kind of give a plug to keep doing that, because I mean that's what we're here for, and we love that you're charging us with things and that we're continuing to improve this year. So thank you.
Yeah, just a quick shout out. If I remember correctly, October is Orthodoxy Awareness Month. So if you guys ever want to learn more about Brothers and Sisters of Christ in the East that you don't really know too much about, I suggest you go on the interweb. or talk to me.
I have one more thing. Just thanks again for the office hours debate. As was mentioned, office hours were very far underutilized in the past, so if throughout the semester you have anything, any suggestions, or just feedback of how it's going, please bring that to our attention. That's all I have. Any more announcements? No announcements? Seeing none, it's going to be adjourned.